Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, race fans, just getting my stuff ready here. It's Checkers Record Show on Speedway Anywhere, your all-inclusive motorsport show and even some multi-sports. Let's see. Apparently, Facebook doesn't like something. So we're going to have to restart that. They didn't like the intro music. So let's see. I already got Renee chiming in. So she says she's excited for me. And you know what? That means a lot. I really, really love when my friends support the effort. I'm going to try to get the live version of the show going again on the Speedway Anywhere side of it, as far as on Facebook.com. But we are live on the blogtalk.com/Speedway Anywhere, your all-inclusive motorsports show and even some multi-sports, blogtalkradio.com/Speedway Anywhere. You can also follow us at facebook.com/Speedway Anywhere. And I got all kinds of holy chime-ins. And then at facebook.com/Speedway Anywhere, you can follow the page, get the updates to when we're on air, when we're not. By the way, snowstorm coming up, probably won't get to the office. Feel free to call in, join the live show at 917-889-2053. We're live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, by the way. And sometimes we do a live in-studio video feed with chat on Facebook Live and then YouTube Live as well. I'm going to cut to bumper music one more time and restart the live feed from the studio. feel free to call in, join the live show at 917-889-2053. Live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. And sometimes we do live in studio, as we are doing at this time on my own homepage. I haven't got started on the Speedway Anywhere page. I'll let you know as soon as I do. Typically, we're live up to 2 hours. I'm your crew chief, Q. Captain Kurt should be joining us as well. It's Monday, April 8th, and that means it's time for a recap of the Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, as well as the NASCAR K&N Series, K&N Series East, recap for Bristol. NHRA came back over the weekend after a little time off when they hit the 4-wide drag strip at Vegas. We'll give you the latest on the World of Outlaws, updates Sunday's IndyCar race at Barber Motorsports Park in Alabama, cover what's coming up for ARCA, a tidbit or two about the local stuff on short tracks. There was, well, it's that time of year, folks. Unfortunately, we are, we're at that time of year where rainouts, snowouts, Minnesota being one in particular, we'll be going through our little bit of that. You know, Major League Baseball as well is having their own obstacles as far as that goes. But so far, so good. After a near snowout last year at Martinsville for the Cup Series. So we'll get to some of the short tracks when they're opening up. There's been a lot of rainouts, as a few of my buddies, Michael Huseman, and some of the others, too, that run some of the tracks up here that had some wishful thinking going on. Hey, some news of how NASCAR has said they have had enough when it comes to cars that fail pre-qualifying and pre-race inspection to go along with it all. Kevin Harvick, by the way, one of them. And then Brett Keselowski kicked his own ass on Sunday by trying to make it a 4-wide lineup on the, I believe, final restart. Keselowski at Bristol, find his place in line. And yeah, we'll get to that in a little while. Phone in. Give us your voice on anything motorsports. I'm willing to talk. I'm willing to listen. I'm, you know, I got my opinions, but the fans also do. Phone in. Give us your voice on anything motorsports. 917-889-2053. I wish I had a vanity number, something that spells something. The 2053 kind of does. It's kind of like the word bold, except it's B0. LD, not BOLD, as in the number, what is that on a phone? I think it's 6 that makes the O. But yeah, 917-889-2053. Let's chat some motorsports or multi-sports or Minnesota fans. Let me know how you feel about the goings on of the Final Four in, you know, be it downtown Minneapolis, be it Mall of America, all that fun stuff. So, just found out the news last week. Jaws, a.k.a. known as Darryl Waltrip, a.k.a. known as, of course, DW, he had an announcement on Friday in the press conference at Bristol. He's retiring again, this time from the broadcast booth. No more boogity, boogity, boogity. He made it official in a news conference. The streak by Ray Stevens is where Darryl Waltrip got the whole thing going on the boogity, boogity, boogity. I feel weird saying that. The streak, though, what's the song by Ray Stevens. And prior to Daryl's official Wall Trip retirement, we'll see. In June, we'll play that song on the show if I can get permission, not get in trouble for it, not pay out a S-ton of royalties. But yeah, he didn't actually start that at the 2001 race at Daytona 500 when Dale Earnhardt Sr. passed away. He didn't come in with that until 2005 or 2006. And I'm looking at the possibilities as far as when he actually did. And there's no official beginning of the boogity, boogity, boogity. I do know, however, that he got permission from the Fox team, one of the powers that be, to do that at the beginning of the race. I wouldn't think that a guy like Daryl Waltrip would have to. You know what I'm saying? So, but yes, he's hanging up the headset instead of the helmet at the end of June, and Fox turns the microphones and broadcasts over to NBC's and NBC Sportsnet. More possible qualifying changes are still on the plate. Steve Phelps was on a handful of conferences. I think it was last week. He was on the Dale Jr. Download. By the way, that's a really good show if you can catch it on NBC Sportsnet. And then, of course, pick it up on YouTube, things like that. It's a little more uncensored. It's not so politically correct. And even Steve Phelps was told that he's going to be on a show that it's going to be no holds barred. And that's exactly the way it was. 917-889-2053. Before we get to the results of all divisions, all racing series, Monster Energy, who joined NASCAR as the new title sponsor in 2017 for the Cup Series, has an offer on the table to remain as the name right, meaning that Monster Energy is offering NASCAR a new deal. Monster replaced Sprint and is now their third year on the series, the Monster Energy Cup Series. NASCAR made an announcement last year that they would be moving to a multi-tiered title sponsorship. This is what I get for creating a copying the words, you know, Control C, Control V, copy paste. But yeah, multi-tiered title sponsorship for the Premier Series, which is NASCAR Cup. I like the idea of a multi-tier, but a multi-name change throughout the year could create as much confusion as it could help it. I guess for years, I was still calling the Cup Series the Winston Cup Series. When Nell and Sprint replaced Winston, I just kind of left it at NASCAR Cup, and I have since. I would rather see, instead of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series or NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series, I would rather see it the NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by XYZ. So that's why I like the three-tier name throughout the year. Even the Brickyard 400 brought to you by Napa, for instance. The Napa 400 at the Brickyard, you know, all these directions that they went to it. I would rather see it go the direction where the NASCAR Cup Series is the mainstay in the title, and then the sponsor comes second. I know there's going to be friends of mine, cohorts of mine, consultants of mine that are going to disagree, but you know, it is what it is. Moving, we'll see where it goes. Monster has a new deal on the table. They're offering NASCAR and talking to them about it. Maybe Monster can just be one of the many that goes forward with it. Why is it I get hiccups in my first 15 minutes on the show every time? Now we're into 16 minutes into the show. I'm going to hit bumper music and take a quick slam of Gatorade Zero, and then we'll come back with the results for the previous weekend, including Cup, Xfinity, K&N, NHRA, you name it, we got it, and the IRL, by the way. Everybody, I see a few people joined. I've seen that WND race cars. Can you tell us more about that? You can join the show live 917-889-2053. Steve Jordan, I met you through fellow racers and whatnot. Also, it'd be great to have you online, and we can discuss your career and then see where it goes. Shoot me a message back on the chat board and I'll be obliged to comply. It'd be nice. We're also live over on blogtalkradio.com/speedwayanywhere. And we're live on my own homepage. I need to get the Speedway Anywhere page open as well. So if you give me just a second, I will I'll get that going to you. Shouldn't take but about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, something like that, where everyone can join us, even if they're not on my homepage. Apologize for this. A little bit delay, belay, and open up the live feed at Speedway Anywhere on Facebook Live. Speedway Anywhere, or excuse me, .com/Speedway Anywhere, and then we'll all be in cahoots on the entire deal. And as of here we go. 3, 2, 1. We are live on the facebook.com/Speedway Anywhere page. If you're having trouble seeing it, follow facebook.com/speedwayanywhere, and it should come right up in the feed. I have to cross over back to the Blog Talk page as we get to the results of the weekend. The Cup Boys headed to Bristol over the weekend on Sunday. Denny Hamlin took the last one at Texas, where Kurt and Kyle Busch rounded out the top 10 with Kurt in 9th, Kyle in 10th. But this time it was Kyle at Bristol in 1st and brother Kurt in 2nd. So this is only the second time the Busch brothers ran 1 and 2. The other was at Sonoma in 2015. Teammates Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski traded the lead later in the race, real late in the race. But Brad got himself a restart penalty after a caution. Logano landed 3rd. Keselowski got a black flag and ended up 18th. Now, as far as those details go, Brad Keselowski, it looked 4 wide. No one knew where they were coming to, going to the green flag on what I think is that final restart. And I would have expected NASCAR to wave off the restart. I really would have. But they didn't. Instead, they black flagged Bad Brad. Two-time winner this year, by the way. So, what the hell? He can take a chance, right? He's already got the win you're in. He's got 2 wins you're in, as far as that goes. So, but in the end, Logano and... Hey, Lisa Preston. Hi, Jesse Preston's wife, my bumper monster buddy. Just joined us on Facebook. So, in the end, teammate Brad ended up with the black flag. Teammate Joey Logano ended up with 3rd place. So, that restart penalty, I believe, ended up being a drive-through of sorts. And I'm not sure if he got off the track right away. Apparently, there was some confusion from the flag stand. So, anyway, he's not hurting. He's locked in. The racing really starts at the end of the season, or excuse me, the final 10 races of the season. So, he's okay. Ryan Blaney, he showed strength the previous race at Texas. Led a bunch and then lost a motor. He did the same thing at Bristol, didn't lose a motor, and he ran a strong finishing 4th. He moved to the front. I don't know. I meant to look up this detail, but how many leaders there were, you know, some were under caution, guys staying out. Some were guys on the track. Lead changes were rather phenomenal for the number of cars that, you know, went a lap down and then raced their way back up. Kind of like Harvick, who got multiple penalties. But yeah, Ryan, he showed up with strength at Texas, lost a motor, came to Bristol, led, had strength at Bristol, finish 4th. Denny Hamlin, somebody might know his name. He's got 2 wins on the year. He was the Daytona 500 winner. And although he got himself another speeding penalty on pit road, like many before, especially Martinsville, he still managed to round out the top 5. So your top 5 for Bristol went: Kyle Busch took 1st, brother Kurt 2nd. They bushwhacked the cup field in a different kind of way. As I mostly say, about the Truck Series and Xfinity Series results coming up, by the way. Last year's champ, Joey Logano, took third. Ryan Blaney took fourth. And two-time winner in 2019, Denny Hamlin, is fifth. Hard luck of the day was Eric Almirola, who had finished in the top 10 for every race since he was outside of it at Daytona, went to Atlanta, started his top 10 streak. He ended his six top 10s with Bristol. It is also where the Stewart Haas team has rarely been outside the top 10. So Blaney, or excuse me, sorry, apologizes. Hard luck of the day was Eric Almirola, who had finished in the top 10 for six races straight, ended up finishing dead last at Bristol. It's also where the Stewart Haas team has really split up the top 10 finishers. Stewart Haas is looking vulnerable this year. One of these drivers from Stewart Haas, Kevin Harvick, he got a heavy set of penalties when he tailed multiple guys at the beginning of the race. When he failed, I didn't mean to put it like that, multiple inspections and was forced to start last. And for the first time that I can think of, a driver was given a required pass through the pits penalty in the beginning of the race. I'm not sure exactly how it happened. I missed the very beginning. I think he probably pulled off the very back of the field, came through pit road and rejoined the field. He was down two laps from the very get-go and never heard of it before. Now, if you're down two laps from the get-go like that at, say, the largest track versus Bristol being the smallest track, or actually it's Martinsville, but largest track like Talladega, he suffered early, went a couple laps down, didn't end that way, but so, if we look at points, obviously, sorry, I'm taking a quick look. The side-by-side live feed, we're live on Facebook Live on Speedway Anywhere. So, if we look back at points after eight races, not much change in the top five. Matter of fact, all they did is maybe shuffle a little bit. It's still Kyle Busch, but now he's got three wins. Denny Hamlin has two. Joey Logano with one. Brad Keselowski with two. Now, why did I put it that way from 3-2-1-2? Well, it's because point-wise, Brad Keselowski, he's got two wins. But when it comes to points, he's fifth. As far as the win you're in drivers. When it comes to drivers without a win, it's still Kevin Harvick, who's in fourth, regardless of his penalties over the weekend. Ryan Blaney followed up sixth in points. Martin Truex Jr., seventh. Kurt Busch, even though he had that strong finish, took eighth. Eric Almirola, he slipped to ninth after that last play finish. And Chase Elliott, who's been strong all year, rounds off the top 10. If we were to go and head to the final 10 race chase come September, I got to look at something here. Yeah, we got Brother Kurt, and not Captain Kurt. We got Brother Kurt in second. He's not lining up the best in points, but as of right now, he'd be fine if we were to go to the final 10 race chase. Last year's champ, Logano, in third. Ryan Blaney in fourth, by the way, is 2-0 in points. So we're not going to, it's not going to be long before he's got a win you're in. He's already 6 in points, Martin Truex Jr. in 7th, blah, 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 blah. And Chase Elliott rounded out the top 10. Not going to go any further into the point scenario because it gets redundant following it this early after only 8 races of the 26. So we got 18 to go going into the final race before. Oh my God, I'm getting messages about the NCAA. And then it's just pointless to start counting the chickens before they hatch. But the win you're in, you can count those 4 chickens. The Cup Series heads to Richmond this Saturday, April 13th, for a night race. This will mark the first night race and the second short track race in a row, and the third of 2019, meaning that Martinsville was the first, Bristol was the second. Now we're going back to back under the night skies of Richmond. I'm going to bump out for just a little bit, and we'll be right back. Captain Kurt's on the line, and we'll get through some Xfinity and some NCAA, and maybe talk about who's got the biggest balls of them all going through the short tracks. I was going to put the Bubba J on, but I didn't quite get to it. Let's see. Let's bring in Captain Kurt. How are we doing over there?
Nothing exciting.
Really?
Except a warm windy day here.
And Virginia on board and not too long here.
Nope, and it's almost 70 degrees here right now, and by the end of the week, we're going to have a lot of snow again. So,
you know, I stepped out for a little fresh air break, and one thing I noticed, first of all, the geese. Second of all, something that comes from the geese. So, it's what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I got Channel 4 tuned up and tuned in. We can watch for that in, we've got 45 minutes on that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, about a half hour or so.
All right. I haven't passed in. I wasn't able to watch the Xfinity series on Saturday. So I'm kind of clueless, but I am plenty filled in, as most of the time. The Xfinity Series ran at Bristol, opening up the weekend with the Cup Series and K&N Series. What I do know is Kyle Busch didn't run, and that opened the door for series regulars to have a shot at victory lane. Nice change, don't you think? No? Not really?
Not really.
You don't like it when Kyle Busch doesn't go in with dominating billion-dollar equipment?
No, I like Kyle Busch because I like to see something's gotta remain the norm, you know, because Virginia and Texas Tech are playing for the national title tonight. That's why I want it to be Alabama and Clemson again for college football title. That's why I want the Patriots to win every year. So I want Bush to win every race. So
one, you know, I don't need another Gordon. I really don't. I don't need another Johnson. Okay. But Darrell Waltrip, during his press conference on Friday, where he made the official announcement that he's going to be, I'm not saying leaving, but stepping out of the Fox broadcast booth, he said things are more exciting than ever. You have a dominant driver, as dominant as Dale Earnhardt, as dominant as Jeff Gordon, and who's going to surpass Jimmy Johnson. And he said that's great for the sport. Kyle Busch has done his best job to alienate fans. He has.
Oh, yeah, that he has.
Whether he's winning everything, including race to the counter at a freaking grocery store, you know, he that's him. But, yeah, I'll get to more of that in just a bit. So, yeah, Xfinity at Bristol. What I do know is Kyle Busch didn't run and open the door to for victory lane. And, you know, like I said, the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series is only open to them for 5 races a year. I can't wait to see a repeat as a series regular and usually a contender on Justin Allgaier. He seems to have had a bad day. Again, he finished outside the top 10 for another race. Texas wasn't good, and now at Bristol, he finished 30th. You know Justin Allgaier was cream of the crop. Him and Elliott Sadler, who retired last year, and then Christopher Bell, of course, and then series champion Tyler Reddick, who, you know, he won that finale at Miami where you only got to win one race as long as you stay in that final four. Oh, no pun intended. But Christopher Bell got back to victory lane for his second win of 2019. I believe he won at Atlanta after Daytona. Tyler Reddick took second. Cole Custer, he got the win at California. Yeah. So he's got one win this year. And then he finished third at Bristol. Chase Briscoe, not Bristol. Also, you know, rhyme name, whatever. It finished in fourth. And then John Hunter Nemechek in fifth. So as far as the dash for cash, obviously Christopher Bell winning the race and being eligible took that $100,000 as the highest finisher and, you know, collected the bonus. This also qualifies him to the next Dash for Cash race bonus this coming weekend at Richmond, along with top series regulars. A matter of fact, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, because 1, 2, 3, 4 were all regulars. And that being Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer, and Chase Briscoe. John Hunter Nemechek missed it by a fifth. So, you know, you can't just be top five. As points and wins stand after seven races for the Xfinity Chase, it's Tyler Reddick. I spelled his name on. I spelled it Tyrler. T-Y-R-L-E-R. See, that stuff always screws with me when I'm doing this live thing. Christopher Bell, obviously, he's got two wins and a lock for the championship. Tyler Reddick, who in points is not a lock. Cole Custer also has the win you're in. And then Austin Cendrick, based on points. And then Michael Annette, the new driver of the, well, not new no more. It's been, what, seven races in the former Elliott Sadler car. He's got a win you're in. So, yeah, right now, as far as locks, we go Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, and Michael Annette. Remember, folks, this is a 12-car field and a 7-car chase. So, you know, four guys got to get thinking about where they're going to position themselves. Are their points going to be good enough, or are they going to chase after that win? Like mentioned, the Xfinity Series will join the Cup Boys at Richmond, this time being their first night race under the lights, Friday, April 20th. This will also be the first races of the NASCAR season going to night racing, and Friday or Saturday for the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series. So, SpeedBit reminder, Xfinity will head back to Martinsville next year. That's a definite improvement in the schedule, if you ask me. I don't know. What about you?
Maybe.
Still there?
Yeah, I said maybe.
Oh, I thought you, okay. It sounded like you were going to say maybe, and then it disappeared. So, let's check the Speedway Anywhere page. Looks like a few people have came and gone. I'm going to refresh the Facebook Live page, but I'm going to keep going. And I am a dumbass. Once again, you would think after almost a year of doing this, I would turn off the ringer on my phone. So let's end the live show here. And not on Blog Talk, people. Stay with us. And then I'm going to start a new feed because we're having problems on the Facebook Live side before we go to trucks. The Gander Outdoor Trucks, by the way. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that whole Gander Outdoor Series thing. So I'll get there. But yeah, Truck Series. Trucks ran Texas, then had last weekend off. For Texas, it was Kyle Busch, the Bushwhacker. Stuart Friesen, he performed extremely well. Not sure where his tires might have brought him with another, you know, as they always say, another lap, another 10, another whatever. Johnny Sauter, hometown boy, took third. Matt Crafton, multiple winner and multiple time champ, just could not he hasn't done anything these last few years. He's kind of like the Jimmy Johnson, and by averages, I don't know where that would put him as far as Johnson's dominance versus Matt Crafton's dominance. But either way, he took fourth. Your boy, Ross Chastain, the only good thing I can say is that he still started every major NASCAR division race.
Yeah, you got to give him some credit for that. He's not going to win one for a while at least, but so you won't get tired of him.
Yeah. Needs a little better something than, well, I got joined by a bunch. Scott Wayon, Mike Huseman, MJ is online. Vern Semming, my old buddy from Regime. And by the way, Chris Keys was a pretty loyal to my show last year. So if you want to give a shout out to Chris and whatever you got to say, 917-889-0053. You can call the show live, by the way, and we'll get you on. I got a improvised live feed going on here, so it's not perfect, but once I get my hands on a new board, we will be doing that. And you won't be hearing Captain Kurt through the headphones. You'll be hearing them straight through my own cell phone and complete live feed. Hey, let me pull up the prompter. But yeah, as far as Ross Chastain, he's been a little bit absent. I mean, we're talking kind of outside the top 15, if not the 20, or sometimes outside the 30, if not just on 30. So he's a busy man, and it does make me wonder. Kurt, don't you think that maybe he needs to focus on one division or the other? He's got this nearly full-time ride going on in Cup, but he's got the full-time point ride in Xfinity. He was a hard luck warrior coming into the season. He, you know, he had that dominant number 42 all lined up, and we all know about the FBI and the raids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll talk about it throughout the year, but I wonder if he wasn't scrambling to get something lined up, and instead he ended up with the Cup, the Xfinity, and the Truck Series all lined up. And he's racing.
Possible. I was wondering that too. Did he just have all them lined up just to be on the safe side?
Add to that the number 4 and the number 10. That AJ Allmendinger, amongst others, are going to be sharing with him in the Xfinity series. So, yeah, he needs a full time ride where he can concentrate, give the feedback, and be the pro that we know he is. There's no getting around it. The 42 made him shine, but he's had some shining moments amongst the rest of the cars and the rest of the series. I'm trying to figure out how to operate this. Trying to get somebody to join live here. All right. Let's go back to the notes and see who else joins us along the way. Canon East Series. Told you about that race last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend. Apologize. Handful of K&M West drivers, some full-time, some not. They ran Bristol last Saturday after the Xfinity race. And yes, Haley was one of them. Haley Deegan, the big name in the West Series and some other series coming up here too, be it ARCA and whatnot. And then Tanner Gray, last year's NHRA Pro Stock champ, did really good back at Irwindale the previous week. And then also Natalie Decker of ARCA fame. She's a multitasker. She's running ARCA. She's running Gander Truck. She's running K&N. She has been racing Trans Am series. She's a road course aspiring driver, too. And she's running Trans Am. And the list goes on. She's doing some stuff over in Europe, and I don't really know what the story is. But she had a purple car. You got to like that. You know, you're a Vikings fan. So let's go to the K&N race at Bristol. Now, Sam Mayer, or maybe it's Meyer. I apologize if I'm wrong. He got the pole at Bristol. He dominated and got his first K&N Pro Series win, period, over on the East Series. Get ready for this. The 15-year-old, yes, I just said 15, even posted the fastest times of the weekend and set a track record for the K&N Series at Bristol. How the hell you go into a track like that and lead everything? Guess what else? He led every lap. So he beat Haley. He beat Tanner. He beat Natalie Decker. And then amongst the other series regulars. Natalie Decker, she wrecked out, and many others on the first lap and finished dead last. That's kind of a bummer. So, yeah, Natalie Decker finishing dead last. That's like kind of hard to believe. I mean, she's got like an average finish of 12, 10, something like that in the ARCA series. Bristol just was not her cup of tea. So, but yeah, she wrecked out, took 19th. More on that number, by the way, as far as 19 cars. Everyone had their eyes on Haley, but it wasn't meant to be. She finished 16th of the 19 drivers. Tanner Gray picked up the top 10 in 10th, but again, out of 19 cars. So it's not like it was the biggest field in the world. He obviously had something figured out that the mid-pack, you know, 10 of 19. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that he's driven so much faster down a quarter mile that it made it easy for him to go around a half mile at half the speed. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So it was the 15-year-old making headlines. Top five went to Sam Mayer, or Meyer, spelled M-A-Y-E-R. I'm now trying to do a B-O-L-N-G-A, you know, Oscar Meyer commercial here. Chase Cabrera, I should know his name by now. I've heard it so many times. He took second. Brandon McReynolds, you remember that guy from NASCAR Cup Series and seen him throughout the years, Larry McReynolds?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Brandon McReynolds, his son, he's running the K&N E-Series. He took third. Now, there's a guy named Drew Dollar. Not sure if you knew about that. He took
north.
He's been a K&N driver. He's done other things, too. He took fourth. And then Spencer Davis. Spencer Davis, I've heard him on a few different podcast shows. And why do I call him podcast? Because when you consider something like, to me, it's just an independent radio show. It's an internet radio show. It's a, you know, when it's called a podcast, what's that guy's name from The Fly? Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of somebody that's broadcasting from inside one of the pots. It kind of creeps me out.
Well, Spencer Davis, you know that band. There was a Spencer Davis group in the 60s. Give
what
me some
Sandra?
Marlin. You know, what about who?
What about Sam Davis?
Well, he's not a race car driver, though.
No, he isn't.
Spencer.
I got a little more to that if I just scroll back up to the top. By the way, 917-889-2053. I got to go back to my Blog Talk page as we do the simulcast 2x Live. 2x Live? I don't know. We call it everything. Yeah, apparently, where's the Darrell Waltrip stuff? Just found out the news last week. Jaws, a.k.a. DW, also known as Darrell Waltrip, he's breaking up again, retiring again. No more boogity, boogity, boogity. I know you didn't hear the beginning of the show, but there's a song called The Streak by Ray Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Darrell Waltrip got the boogity, boogity, boogity from.
Oh, no. Please tell me that's not where he got it from.
You know, coming into June, before Darrell steps off the air with Fox, I'm going to get a clip and get permission to use it. And we're going to give a Speedway Anywhere tribute to Darrell Waltrip. And kind of leads me into what's coming up here, but not quite. Okay, K&N, I think we're about done. Yeah, the 15-year-old got the victory, got everything. And then Natalie Decker wrecked out, finished last. Haley Deegan, no such luck either. It wasn't meant to be. And then Tanner Gray got a top 10. Doesn't matter. It was only 19 drivers, so that's like a, what, top 20? I'll say so. So first went to Sam Meyer, Chase Cabret, Brandon McReynolds, Drew Dollar, Spencer Davis. They'll be back on Saturday, May 4th for the true doubleheader, by the way. They're doing two races, one day, Saturday, May 4th, at the for the K&M West Series. And also, the West Series will be at Tucson, May 11th. They'll also run a true doubleheader. So I think NASCAR is maybe experimenting a little bit here. But yeah, there's a – I'm going to skip that. I'm not even happy about that because as far as female drivers, they really didn't please me this week. Icebreaker 100 at the Dells, I mentioned last week. The special late model event, I guess it just wasn't meant to be due to the rain gods. It's been postponed till Sunday, April 20th. You know how many guys from Minnesota made their plans, spent the money, and my buddy
from Minnesota. I just want to know about Morrissey.
Well, that would have been interesting. I got to reply to somebody here.
He would have.
That would have been interesting. Yeah, the only guy to get a pace car, especially at Daytona, for Christ's sake. You know, it's just, holy crap.
Yeah, you got a little bit of room there to move around if you have to. You know, go ahead. Pass them. Don't hit them.
I'm replying here. I should just vocally reply, but it's more personal if I just do it straight up. This was when I got into, I'm not the best typist. Nope. I'm going to reply to one more and then, we'll get back to what do we got? We got a little bit of time till the home event kicks off. Also, folks, if you want to talk to me live, I'm at 917-889-2053. That is my line at Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/speedwayanywhere. You can follow the page. Otherwise, you can follow at facebook.com/speedwayanywhere. Like the page, follow the page, and you'll see everything that comes up, is coming up, etc. For what we got going on, it's going to be a long season through November, and then we even do some stupid stuff in the off season. Maybe some snowcross, some monster truck, some something. I need to, hey, we got Dale chiming in. Say something to Dale, Kurt.
Hey.
Say something better than that, Kurt.
Hey, Dale. You know, if you had a brother and they were together, you could call him Chip and Dale.
Now that's good.
You know,
I like that. It's probably not the first time that Dale's heard it, but all right, Dale just chimed in and said, "What's up, you guys?" All right. All right, I'm going to finish my message in 2 seconds here to you, buddy. I'm glad you're... glad you're listening. We'll get to the final... in our last minutes Who's your pick, Dale? Let's cover the rest of the segments of the program night. Big event for NHRA. I love seeing the four-wide drag racing, and I think they really need to have more of those. To me, I find it awesome that it lessens the odds that only one driver or so will make it to the line. You know, when there's two cars and one blows a motor, the other just runs away with it. When three cars make it down the line and one blows up, or two cars, one blows up, the other smokes, like Leah Pritchett did, by the way, that kind of sucked. So the two fastest cars of the weekend, the girls of Top Fuel, only Brittany made it down the line. But, you know, the qualifying is more exciting that way. Now, not sure that they should do that too many places. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'd wear off the novelty. You know, I enjoyed it. I really did. And apparently they haven't been doing it that long. And, of course, it's in Vegas. Indy is the biggest event of the year. All right, Dale just asked me for the final two b-ball game. And I'm going to say, yes, sir. Who's your pick, Kurt? Might as well let Dale know. Well, we got him on here.
I'm taking Texas Tech just because I think these two, as of right now, it looks like better defense will win. It's basketball, but yeah, good defense in basketball does not hurt.
You know, I don't know enough to know any better. But I would say I'd prefer Texas. You're talking about a huge underdog, and just it's kind of been like that this time around.
They're an underdog, but I wouldn't call them a huge underdog, though. Although Virginia is the number one seed, and they almost got beat in the first round again this year. But two first time, we're going to have a first time national champion this year. So.
Okay. You know, I'd rather see Texas, but whatever. Only because. Now, it was kind of funny, I told you about my adventures today on the bus and whatnot, and you know how my KFAN hat is black and red?
Mm-hmm.
I got not messed with, but they're like, oh, you wearing the colors of Texas. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, not intentionally, but okay. Let's get the NHRA said and done. Not that I want to hurry through it, because I actually do have a lot to say. So, let's see. A couple of qualifying highlights in the lines of four. Top Fuel, last year's champ, Steve Torrance. And the two top beauties of the beast of horsepower, Brittany Force and Leah Pritchett, ended up 1, 2, 3. And then Mike Salinas ended up rounding out the top four and Top Fuel. for the it's hard to explain as far as the way the top four is designed, but yeah, Leah Pritchett, she didn't qualify any further than the first round of four, and then of course the results to all that are coming up here. Funny car was Tim Wilkerson, Ron Capps, first two finishers of the at the line of the first four funny cars, Cruz Pedregon, and last year's champ, J.R. Todd. Now, those moved on to the next bracket. And then the finals ended up being Top Fuel, Mike Salinas, over Brittany Forrest. In a line of four, by the way. Also, there was a couple of big dogs out there, Steve Torrance and one more. Can't remember. Funny car, J.R. Todd, last year's champion, took over Tommy Johnson, took second in the line of four. Bo Butner, big surprise right there, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he's the only one we hear about in pro stock now that Tanner's gone. But, yeah, he took pro stock over Matt Hartford. Pro bike, Hector Arana Jr. over Matt Smith. I'm not sure that points matter so far at this point. No pun intended. But as far as the division leaders are, it's Top Fuel, Doug Kalita. Robert Height in Funny Car. Pro Stock, you already know the name, The Butt, Bo Butner. Mm-hmm. And then Pro Bike, Andrew Hines. So, yeah, between Andrew Hines, Angie Smith, Angie Hines, and Matt Smith, I guess having Weiss with the same last name as the they go when they're racing in the same division that you are. NHRA comes back at Houston Raceway Park Friday, April 12th through the 14th this weekend. Let's take a quick peek. I got no more newbies. And then I'm going to bump out because it's just kind of necessary. We have 46 minutes allowed. I doubt we're going to get that far. And then we'll go from there.
All right.
And then?
And then. You got the game on?
Yep.
Game on. Game on.
Kurt, I got a few people jumping in here. I got Cressy and my buddy Dewey's and son, Kathy Carlson's son. How's it going, Keith? How's it going? Cressend. I always say your name wrong. I apologize. But Yeah, we're getting ready to join and I got my typing wrong. We're getting ready
to
do
the introductions on Chicago Avenue.
And then let me just send a quick message. Make sure they're still listening. Maybe I'll get a thumbs up. I don't know. I like those thumbs up, those little speckly things that go across. Fine.
Tell them, tell people from outside of Minnesota, we got the national title game being played here.
Keith is down in the Tampa area, I believe, or Orlando.
Oh, okay.
And then, Chrissy, Cressinda, I don't know. Maybe one of these days she'll update me on the right way to say her name. She's from the, I believe, Shakopee, Prior Lake area. Had a nasty wreck on a motorcycle, and I'm kind of following along her progress throughout the year. And yes, that's right. You can join us, 917-889-2053. We're going to get going on the my feed is killing me. Not my feet, my feed. I'm showing listeners over on the Blog Talk Radio side. I'm showing listeners on the Speedway Anywhere side. And all right, I got it now. So let's welcome in a couple of additional listeners. Cressinda Youngs Wilson, by the way, Keith Carlson, and then also a few others. I need to cover my notes here as the final two game is about to kick off, but we're just wrapping up NHRA. So NHRA comes back at Houston Raceway Park Friday, April 12th through the 14th. ARCA Series, they've been off for a bit, soon to be owned by NASCAR in 2020. They ran at Pensacola a weekend or two ago, or three actually. And they're off till April 14th this weekend for the Kentuckiana 200 at Salem Speedway. Going to be a busy weekend. We need a freaking producer or a correspondent or something that can help me cover all this. Don't forget, home fans from Minnesota, that the ARCA Series is running at Elko July 13th with Young Star Haley Deegan on the ticket, and the upcomers stars from the ARCA Series. I'm not sure if there's other guys such as maybe a Tanner Gray, Natalie Decker, whatnot coming to Elko that weekend, but I do know Haley is coming for a fact. IRL Indy Racing League ran the third race of the 2019 season at Barber Motorsports Park in Alabama, April 7th, Takuma Sato. Hopefully I pronounced his name right. There's only so many guys you can figure out, correct pronunciation. He started on the pole. He finished first. Last year's champ, Scott Dixon, started third. He crossed the checkers in second. Sebastian Bourdais, he finished third. 2017 champ Joseph Newgarden came from the farthest back and finished fourth. I believe he was back in like 16th, which to an IndyCar field, that's like almost last starting spot.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not, Yeah, I'm not getting this. This is getting a little disappointing, especially when, I mean, I get it. As far as the Canaan East Series in 19 drivers starting at Bristol. But had, say, Natalie Decker not came from the ARCA Series, had Haley not came from, you know, K&N West, had Tanner Gray not stepped up to stock cars, that would have been a 16-car field. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And even the Xfinity Series that had been running a solid 40-car field last year, it got dwindled down to 38 eligible starters, and now there was only 37 drivers at Bristol. Does anybody realize what they're doing? The less potential starts, the less cars are going to go out and spend their money and gamble on getting a starting spot. But that's just one Q's opinion. So I'm not going to talk about the point shuffle yet after only three events in the Indy Series, but the fourth race of 2019 will be ran this coming Sunday at Long Beach. I almost said Laguna Beach. Guess who's there?
Who?
It's the Stadium Super Trucks.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of the IRL.
The Long Beach Grand Prix has been going on for quite a while.
Originally, it started with CART, right?
I think, well, CART did run it, where I'm wondering if that actually started before CART even did. I think it had started a couple of years before CART got sanctioned. Yeah.
No, I noticed I look like a real doofus when my head's wagging back and forth as I read incoming messages. So, yeah, I think the coolest addition to it is the Super Stadium Trucks, Robbie Gordon Series, and that's a popular event. So far, the Super Trucks have ran at Austin, Texas, and then Texas Motor Speedway the weekend of the Cup Series. Apparently, I looked at their website. They don't perform, I guess, if you want to call it that. They don't run their event until a half an hour after the end, the checkered flags. That's when they start getting out the ramps and doing their thing and setting it up at the final, after the final lap of the Cup Series. So I'm getting to know a little bit more about this, but yeah, they've already been out a few times this year to Austin, Texas, to Motor Speedway, and now they'll join the RL. So I couldn't find the entry list, and I'm kind of disappointed. But it doesn't matter who trucks. I mean, come on. All right. So, who's another talk about some woo? World of Outlaw. It was in Tucson. David Gravel on Saturday at Arizona Speedway in Queen Creek. So, Gravel getting back on the map. Got back to point. And after Brett Tweed's win, Brett took first. So, it lost as Brett Tweed, or excuse me, Brett Tweed got shot second, and then Daryl Pittman Well, a lot of us had gospel for what first Texas on Friday and Saturday for back to back double. So and the Saturday the 13th. All right, Kurt. Guys on the tube.
Or what was that?
Well, my
we're breaking up.
Fresh. My baby on the live. But how are we doing so far on the final two?
I'm still trying to see that. I had a little bit of a headache last night, so my vision's a little off right now.
I'm going to close out a tab for two.
Okay. And I'm going to call back in just to give us a more clearer feed.
I'm going to run solo here.
Okay.
Are you live back on Facebook Live on the in Capital Office feed? That's okay. We're still live on .com. And but yeah, we're just now at well, and carrying off the news on our local for us and Richard Tino decided that he's gonna stay on board with the Gophers going in next couple of years, so he can join his friend recruits and finish up their senior year. Of course, the Gophers made it into the final tournament. Didn't get into the Sweet 16, but they did make it into the final 32. So that's good enough for me at this point. But yeah. Still there?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, the Gophers made it to one Final Four, but it doesn't count anymore because they cheated.
So you heard the news that Pino wants to stay with all of his freshman recruits. And that's his reason for jumping on another 2 years so they can become seniors and move into the pros, wherever they go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear that? All right. Well, but yeah, he wanted to stay with his recruit. I'm going to get to... Oh, it's only like 3-2 with 5 minutes in. So the hometown boys, the Twins, doing so far so good, but not as well. They were 4-1 last time we talked. Now they're 5-3.
Well, they, if they can even if they even go 500 on this road trip, I'm not going to complain. Even if they go 2-4, I'm not going to complain because the Phillies and Mets are supposed to be good this year, and Phillies are off to a really good start too. So, and Harper had a good series against us.
It's not like, the Wild beginning of the season where they go out and win a bunch of games and then get their ass busted.
Yeah.
So, we're still about to christen the stadium for our soccer team. Eastside Eiffel, 4-3. So, is anyone undefeated? Did you look that up in the MLB?
No. No.
All right, well, one of these days I'll have to get on that myself, I guess. Dude, who's your car? Mine was Truex, took 13th. Yours was Chastain with 7th. In truck series was 16th. Outside of that, and you voted on Chastain series. I voted. You know, I'm starting to think, I know it's only a short beginning here, but I...
Yeah, we're still breaking up.
And round up.
Yeah, is that me or you?
No. It's working perfect. All right. Walchuk versus... I'm glad.
Here, I'm about to switch to a different phone here.
Folks, I'm going to sign off. Final lecture next week.
Here, I'm coming in.
I'm going to bail out and then... Last week, we got in Minnesota. I don't think that each studio on next Thursday and Thursday. I apologize for infrequent lives home in my to arrive. Studios. Thank you for it. I'm gonna I'll be over on .com/federation and a couple of the Mike Lally and Michael J. Hughes. So I recommend they have some input on their end of the class, but I lost my co-host. And I'm going to leave. My mom.